You lived in Sand Springs area. Did you ever go into downtown Tulsa or go into the Greenwood District where the blacks lived?
Yeah. They had a trolley car in Sand Springs, a streetcar we always called it, that went from Sand Springs to Tulsa to go to the movies. We didn't go to the local movies, Sand Springs, you know, segregation. The streetcar got into the black neighborhood in Tulsa and around Greenwood,
yep.
And it always turned around and go back to Sand Springs. And the Dreamland Theater was right across the street from one of the stops there in Tulsa. So we get off, all we had to do was walk across the street and we were at the movie house.
Was that where blacks could only go to the theater?
Well, during those years, yeah.
Yeah.
We had the Dreamland Theater, had the Rex Theater, but the Dreamland Theater was the main theater there, and the Rex Theater came a little bit later. That's the only theater that the blacks went to, the ones, you know, uptown as we call it.
You went to junior high school in Sand Springs?
They just had that one school, Booker T. Washington School. It was named after Booker T. Washington,
okay.
A great black educator.
Yeah.
This school I went to, from kindergarten all the way through high school.
Okay. When you were in high school, did you think you wanted to be a basketball player?
Well, the Pittsburgh Courier, black newspaper, I was reading it one day, and I saw where a fellow named Pop Gates was being paid something like $250 to play basketball. Well, I couldn't imagine that, somebody being paid to play basketball. And that's when I started concentrating a heck of a lot more on basketball.
When you were a freshman in high school then, you tried out for the team? You played for the varsity team, did you?
No, I was a mascot, what they call student manager now. I watched the guys in high school play, but in the meantime, I had to do all the cleaning up work before the game and after the game. I had to just take care of the gym. Another fellow and I that was in high school with me, Reuben Smith, he and I were two mascots. And we even got a chance to do a bit of traveling with the team. We got a chance to travel to Oklahoma City.
Probably your first trips out of the Sand Springs area was because of basketball.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you were a freshman, and you were kind of the team manager. Or
mascot, as we call it.
Mascot.
Yeah.
Right. So, and your sophomore year, your second year, you then become a member of the team?
The team was going to the National Negro High School Basketball Tournament, which was being held at Tuskegee, Alabama. I was the ninth man, and the ninth man didn't get a chance to make trips outside the state. And one of the players got sick. Isaiah Tappan was. He got sick and couldn't go. So they stopped by my house that morning at 5 o'clock asking if I could go. And my mother told me, yeah. She got me ready, and I went down to Tuskegee with them. We went into Tuskegee, and we won the National Negro Basketball High School Tournament.
Here you were just asked at the last minute to play. Did you play much in that game?
I played an awful lot. I ended up making second team All-American.
Oh, in the overall tournament?
Yeah, in the overall tournament.
They're glad that guy got sick then, aren't they?
Huh? Might have been. Let me tell you who I met during that time. I had a chance to meet Dr. George Washington Carver, Jr. That's where his laboratory and everything was. Eleanor Roosevelt and Bethune-Cookman. Those three people I got a chance to meet on that trip.
Eleanor Roosevelt? Why was she there?
Well, now that I didn't ask her, but I got a chance to meet her. I assume they were there visiting with Dr. George Washington Carver, Jr., because this friend of mine from Tulsa, Oklahoma, he's a friend of my brother's, he was taking me to George Washington Carver Jr.'s laboratory and also to meet Dr. George Washington Carver Jr. We were on our way, and on that same sidewalk, Dr. George Washington Carver Jr. and these two ladies were on that same sidewalk. He stopped and recognized this fellow by the name of Fred Kennedy, taking me on his way to his library. He stopped, talked to Dr. George Washington Carver Jr. Dr. George Washington Carver Jr. introduced these two ladies to us.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Your team defeated these twins from Oklahoma?
Yep.
And who were they?
The Cudjoe twins. Almost a whole family of them. The Cudjoe twins, Lawrence and Lance. Then they had two other brothers. But the two Cudjoe twins had beaten us twice in Oklahoma before we got to Tuskegee. Once in that time in Seminole, and then once at our place in Sand Springs. And we both went to Tuskegee. The first time, I think the only time, that two teams from the same state went to the finals. And although they had beaten us twice in Oklahoma, we beat them in the finals at Tuskegee.
the names that were on that team, like Orlandis Lowe?
Orlandis Lowe.
Big Eyes Davidson?
Milton Davidson, that's right.
James Peter Rabbit Wilkes?
No, Andrew Wilkes. Peter, his brother, had already graduated.
And then you had Long Tom.
Long Tom Smith, that's right. He did some good researching.
You won a state title with that team.
Yeah, we won the state title. That's right.
And you were named a second-team Scholastic All-American. So
that's right.
It wasn't just that you could play basketball. It was also you were a good student.
Oh, yeah, I was a good student.